Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 144, season 6. Today's date is July 2nd, 2022. And this is the 4th of July weekend. I hope everyone's having a good time. On today's program, I will talk about the defunct rides from Marriott's Six Flags Great America, located in Gurnee, Illinois. And also talk about the Colony Theater, which was located on the southwest side of Chicago. So that should be a very fun and informative show. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Freshen Up Gum. I miss this gum so much. It's funny, too. So here's a commercial from 1978. Okay, so sit back, everyone, and enjoy. Thank you.
Hey, what do you love about Freshen Up Gum?
Love that squirt.
What do you love when you bite into one?
Love that squirt.
Freshen Up freshens breath with a tingly liquid center. One bite squirts refreshment all over your breath.
Freshen your breath with Freshen Up. Your gum that goes squirt.
Stop that squirt.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial for Freshen Up Gum. I'll give you a little, not much of a history of that. This was introduced in 1975, and it was manufactured by Cadbury Adams. Remember Adams gum, like sour gum and all that? And the four flavors they had was cinnamon, peppermint, spearmint, and bubblegum. I think spearmint was the first one. I remember that. And when you listen to that commercial, oh boy, you can think of all kinds of thoughts that go in your head, you know, and whatever you think, Gain, and if it's dirty, shame on you. don't do that. Oh boy. My memories of buying this gum were, I bought this, probably was in grade school, but later on when I went to high school, I bought that frequently. The other chewing gums or bubble gum I bought was mostly Bubble Yum, Bubblicious, and I think Hubba Bubba came later. That must have been after I graduated from Bogan High School. And my favorite was the bubble gum. I like that spearmint. I love spearmint gum, but I'm not freshen up. I don't know, because inside was liquid inside, so you chew it, and then sometimes your tongue turned green. I think it did. Or if you try cinnamon, your tongue turned red like that. I don't know about the bubble gum. And this product, it was discontinued in 2019. So you don't see it anymore. So that's a shame. I kind of miss it. It was not one of my favorites. Bubble Yum was my favorite because, you know, in the old days, Bubble Yum was hard and hard to chew as well. And you used to get them in baseball cards, football cards, or any from Tops. They used to get them for wacky packages. Remember that? And then there was Bazooka. That's the most famous gun still around. And the Bubble Yum was more softer. And it was true. And they came in regular and grape. What was the other one? Banana. Yeah, banana and spearmint, I remember. So I liked all of them, but grape was good. I liked that. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I said that I will talk about the defunct rides from Marriott / Six Flags Great America. That should be a fun topic. I will go through all the rides that are no longer around. If I forget one, please comment after this episode is published. You can comment on Facebook or Twitter or send a message. Also, it will be posted on YouTube. This episode will be, it's available on any podcast, on any app like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Breaker, my YouTube channel. You can find it on Vanished Chicagoland Stories, excuse me, and also on Amazon Music. So you can find it anywhere, no problem. Okay, but first we're going to talk about the Colony Theater. I'll go real quick and then I'll save the good stuff at the end. Okay, the Colony Theater was located at 3208 West 59th Street. That's on the corner of South Kedzie Avenue in the Marquette Park neighborhood on the southwest side. And it originally opened on August 26, 1926. And the opening movie was The Family Upstairs. And it had organ music in there, you know, just like in the old days. I'm sure they showed silent movies. Yeah, probably old ones as well. And the theater was designed in Italian Renaissance. Very nice. With a cream color terracotta decor. And red, and it's on its red brick facade and a row of arch windows over the main entrance. That's gorgeous. That really is. They also had live entertainment over there in the theater, but they featured movies pretty much. And then in the late 70s and into the 1980s, they used for rock concerts. That's great. That's wonderful. And then they used as a religious stage shows. And then in the 90s, they used, it was a flea market inside. I like flea markets outside. And I don't know when exactly it closed. Maybe late 90s, probably. And if you remember the TV show Early Edition that aired on CBS, you know, WBM TV Channel 2, that was in the late 90s, they filmed. The Colony Theater was filmed there. They filmed the lobby and the exterior for just the scene, which is amazing because they filmed the show in Chicago. Excuse me. And I've never been to this theater. Never been. I passed by it a few times because on the southwest side, nearby was the Marquette Theater. That was on 63rd and Kedzie. I never went there, but I used to work at a restaurant next door called Mr. Steer Steakhouse. I'll talk about that in a future podcast episode because that's my first job over there. And I also went to Fort City Cinema. It's closed, but they moved it Fort City 14 with the 14 screens in another location in a mall. And I also went to the Evergreen Park Theater. It's closed in Evergreen Park, Illinois. Also at the Coral Theater in Oaklawn. People miss that theater. They really do. It was beautiful. Next door to the Colony Theater was Gertie's Ice Cream. And that was there in the early 20th century. It was there forever. And I've never eaten at that location. I've eaten Gertie's Ice Cream which is located on 76th Street in South Pulaski near my old house. And it's still there. Believe it or not, there are other locations. They combined with Lindy's Chili. There's a few locations. I think one in Bridgeview. There's one, I think, Joliet Countryside, I believe. There was one in Archer, east of Western. I think it's closed. Yeah, there was one there. And you can still get Gertie's Ice Cream. I don't know if it tastes the same as the one that was located next to the Colony Theater. I don't know. Some people said yes. Some people said no. And, well, okay. So, but the last time I was in that area, I went to a wedding reception. It was like 1980. And I, when I drove home with my parents after the reception, I showed them the Colony Theater and Gertie's Ice Cream. And they saw it at night. And the sign outside was lit. And it's very colorful. The building is vacant, as far as I know. And the sign's still there. So I don't know what they're doing. It's just sitting. It's idly sitting. It's just sitting idle. It's not doing anything. So hopefully they do something. I really do. Because a lot of movie palaces in the city, they got some are still around. Some have been torn down or converted, you know, which is a shame. Okay. So now we go to the good stuff. We're going to talk about the rides that no longer exist at Marriott's Six Flags Great America. Okay, and let's see. Marriott's Great America, excuse me, opened in 1976. I think the date was May, I believe. Yeah, time for summer. It It featured four themed areas and 15 roller coasters. Actually, there were five. The park was actually it was in six themes. Excuse me. And I think it has seven now, I believe. I don't know. It's been a while. So I'll read off the theme of the theme areas. You know, so there was Carousel Plaza. That was in the front of the park. Hometown Square. The Great Midwest Livestock Exposition at the County Fair. Now it's just County Fair. And the Yukon Territory. Yankee Harbor and Orleans Place. Yeah. And there was a sixth one called the Great, it was the Southwest Territory, but it was originally called the Great Southwest. And they have another Great America that was in California, in Santa Clara. And that opened 2 months prior of the one in Gurnee. And it was announced on the news that California's Great America is going to be, it's going to be closed. After all these years, and it was the property was bought out, and they're going to get rid of it, which is a shame. That's terrible, you know. But I don't know. I don't get it. it's really bad. So the one in Santa Clara had all the same rides as Great America. Okay. Then the park was changed. They changed the name to Six Flags. They bought it in 1984. And, you know, some people tell me that when they went to the park earlier in the early days, they liked it better then than now. I don't know why. Maybe it was had a certain charm. Maybe. I don't know. You know, back before it was built, Gurnee, in that area in Gurnee, it was just all farmland. It was nothing. Nothing at all. So it was like, nothing. It's amazing like that. Okay. Right now, I will mention the former rides at Marriott / Six Flags, Great America. Like, for example, Gulf Coasters, Tidal Wave, Z-Force, Shockwave, Rolling Thunder, etc. So I'll go down the list. And like I said before, if I forget something, please comment after this podcast is published. And, you know, and in the next episode, I'll retract it, you know, and I'll correct it. Okay. But first, we're going to play a commercial. And this commercial is for the Z-Force roller coaster that was located at Six Flags Great America. People remembered this roller coaster very well. So here's a commercial from 1985 featuring the Z-Force roller coaster at Six Flags Great America. Thank you, everyone.
The Force is here. The ultimate Force. The world's first and only sea coaster. Designed to turn and twist and dive like no other Force on Earth. Come ride the Sea Force. Only at Six Flags Great America.
Okay, everyone, I hope you enjoyed the commercial for the Z-Force. I will talk about a little about that as I go down the list of the rides that are no longer there. It should be very interesting. And I remember this commercial very well. I was enrolled at the DeVry Institute of Technology in Chicago at the time, and which was located on Riverview Park. That's another amusement park that closed in 1967. And also there was Adventureland that closed in 1977. And then that was 1 year after Marriott's Great America opened. So I saw this commercial all the time on television, and I was fascinated by it. It was very high tech, you know, state-of-the-art effects. Oh, cool. It was kind of a Darth Vader voice like that from Star Wars. Okay. So here we go. I will go down the list of the rides and sometimes the attractions if I have time to do that. Should be a lot of fun. Okay. Here we go. And there's a couple of memories I have going to the park. It will be involved with the ride that I rode. So there's two of them. So I'll be very brief. Okay. First one was the Gulf Coaster. Now, this one, it was a small kiddie coaster, and it was located where Roaring Rapids enters, where the Roaring Rapids is now, the entrance, that is. And there was only, it was opened in 1976, the first year, and closed in 1976. And I don't know what happened, but according to some sources, there was a small fire involved with the coaster, and it was considered unsafe. I saw a couple pictures of it. I think I saw a picture online from the one in California. So they had the similar one. So that a lot of people kind of remember it in a way when they first opened, sort of. But that was like, here it is, and now it's gone. Boom, out. Okay. Next up I had the Z-Force. What should I play the commercial? It was a steel roller coaster that featured a stack design and numerous steep rolling track dives. Oh, when you see a picture of that, it was like, it was beautiful. It was like around and around and twirled. And let's see. And it was originally called Flashback, but they changed the name. But I think it was called Flashback at some other park. And let's see. And that Z-Force was only there. It was there at Gurnee from 1985 to 1987. So it was only there for 2 years. But there was so much hype of this roller coaster. Well, I don't know what happened. But, I heard there were a couple accidents, usually the case, you know. But people love that roller coaster. And they're just like, some people got injured, according to sources. Okay, so that's very memorable to most people that went to Six Flags in the 80s. You know, and I never went to the Great American in the 80s. I went in the late. Well, actually, I went to 1980. I did. I'll talk about that in a moment, and also in 1998. I'll talk about that as well. Okay, next up we have the Tidal Wave. Oh. People missed this. They missed this ride so much. And it was there from 1978 to 1991. And it was replaced to make room for the Batman, the ride. And then it was then it was gone. They just got rid of it. I don't know why, because people love that ride. They really love that ride, you know, and it's a shame because some of the rides were wonderful, which were successful, but they were removed to make room for a new ride, or it caused a lot of accidents. That's an understandable reason to do that. I don't know. That's bizarre. I never ridden this ride, but when I went there in 1980 and 98, I saw it. So I did see them. I did see them, and I saw people riding them, and it looked like fun, but I don't know, I chickened out. And then we have the Rolling Thunder. That was from 1989 to 1995, and I rode this ride. It was like a bobsled vehicle. You know what it reminds me of? The Flying Turns at Riverview Park. It's sort of similar like that. I think it is like that in a way. And so they got rid of it. And they make room for the Southwest Territory. And so that's a shame. Like the so they move. And then they, it is now located at the Great Escape. It was Six Flags. It's called the Six Flags Great Escape in Hurricane Harbor. It's an amusement and water park in upstate New York, near Albany. Okay, and now it's called the Alpine Bobsled. All right. Next up, we have Shockwave. Oh, this was there from 1988 to 2002. and it was located at the Orleans Place, you know. And, before I get started, let me tell you where the other coasters were located. The Gulf Coaster was in Orleans Place. The Z-Force was located at County Fair. The Tidal Wave was at the DC Universe. I think it was there. I don't know exactly, but I guess so. So it was around that area. I don't know where it was originally. Rolling Thunder was at Hometown Square, and now Shockwave is in Orleans Place. Okay. So the Shockwave was I saw this ride when I went there in 98, and it turns upside down 7 times in 3 different ways, and it was very fast. You know, it kind of reminds me of the Bobs, sort of. Well, the Bobs, you didn't go upside down. No, but it was fast, and it's sort of like that. And it was a very fast roller coaster. It was like the Fireball at River Park in a way, but it was because due to its speed. And the reason it was removed, because it had problems maintenance-wise and wasn't popular anymore. And then they made it, and then it was removed, and it's for the Superman Ultimate Flight. So that's gone. Okay. Next up, we got Deja Vu. I remember this one. That opened in 2001 through 2007. That was at the County Fair section. It wasn't there in 98. And that was like a floorless trains suspended beneath an overhead track, traverse the track forward and in reverse. That sounds like fun. And they removed that, and it's now at the Silverwood Theme Park in Northern Ohio by Coeur d'Alene. You know, very pretty area. Which is a shame. And it's called Aftershock. And then it was replaced, and that was gone, and it replaced it by another ride in 2009. Oh, boy. Okay. Next up, we got the Iron Wolf. Okay. Oh, everyone remembers this one. Yeah, they really do. And the Iron Wolf, it opened 1990 through 2011, and it was located at the County Fair section. I remember seeing this. Now, what's unique about this roller coaster is that you don't sit in it, you stand on it. I have never ridden a roller coaster where I stood, you know, and that's amazing. And people love that one. They really loved it, you know, when it was replaced by the Goliath roller coaster. It's still there. It's a wooden roller coaster. Okay. And the ride was moved to Six Flags Great America in Maryland, right outside Washington, D.C. And it was called the Firebird. How do you like that? The Firebird at Riverview. It's not the same like that. And the last one is the Raging Cajun. It opened in 2004 through 2013. It's located at the Mardi Gras section. And riders careen around tight turns, sharp dips, while strapping a spinning vehicle. That I've seen pictures of that. That looks beautiful. That would look like fun. I never wrote. I didn't go. And it closed in 2013. And then they sent it to Maryland again, outside of Washington, D.C., and it replaced the Joker in 2017, the Joker ride, which is still there. Okay. And let's see what else. And the other rides besides roller coasters was the merry-go-round. It was like a carousel. It opened in 1976, but they replaced it. They got rid of it in 2003. That reminds me of the carousel that was at Riverview Park, which is one of the original rides that still exists. And it is now at Six Flags Great America in Atlanta, which, you know, I went to Atlanta about a long time ago and I had no idea it was there. And I wanted to go see it. Now, if I have a chance to travel again to Atlanta, I want to see that. I want to see that, you know, ride it, take pictures. Just experience the Riverview Park feeling. Okay. And they just removed it, and it was replaced by the Dark Knight Coaster and the Superman Ultimate Flight. Oh boy. The other one is the Cajun Cliffhanger. And that was located at Orleans Place, and a couple people got injured. And there was a lot of people filed lawsuits of that, so they got rid of it. The Joker is there now. The other one is the Power Drive. Oh, and it was like looping. It was like a looping starship. The Cajun Cliffhanger is like a rotor thing. Just like rotor head in New Riverview Park. They had that. Excuse me. Also, let's go back to Power Drive. It was removed. It was there from 1987 to 2001. Let me recap on Cajun Cliffhanger. It was there from 1976 in the beginning through 2000. Pardon me on that. And then we go to Power Drive, which was opened in 1987 to 2001. And so it's they removed because of maintenance issues, and it was replaced by King Chaos. Okay. Next up is the Sky World. That opened in 1976 and closed to 2000. Now, I rode this ride in 1980, and there's a funny story about this. I rode this with my friends. They were from high school. We took a ride. There were a couple. There were chaperones there. Thank God. And whenever I rode on the, I rode the Sky World and the Demon. I'll talk about the Demon in a moment. And the Sky World was like a triple tree wheel. And that was removed to make room for the Deja View. But some of the cars is now on Fright Fest. You know, if you go to Fright Fest around Halloween, you'll see it. When I got in this ride with my friends in 1980, there was a woman sitting next to me, and there were a couple of mothers with their kids. And all of a sudden, this woman next to me, an older woman, she sneezed real loud out of the blue, and she scared me and scared everybody. And she made all the kids cry. Now, I try to contain my laughter. It was not easy to do. But, you know, the little kids were blubbery because they were scared to death because of that stupid sneeze. But the lady didn't care. She didn't apologize, which was, that was rude. She said, I'm sorry, but at least I said, bless you. But I don't know. I guess she didn't notice. So, oh, that's bad. Okay, next up is the Space Shuttle. That opened in 1994 to 2007. That was like a simulating ride, like you're on the space shuttle. It was located at the Carousel Plaza. The Sky World was located in the county fair. Sorry. And it was closed because it wasn't popular and it cost too much. And the ride and the building were removed in 2009 after two seasons when it closed. And the area expanded to Hurricane Harbor. That's what it did. Okay. And next up, we have the Bottoms Up. And that's like a Trabant. And it opened in 1976 to 1983. I remember seeing this, right? And you know what it reminds me of? The Twist from Riverview. They had the same ride when it opened in 1964. And it was like, you're on like a roulette wheel in a way. And it was originally at Hometown Square, then they relocated to Orleans Place. They did that. Okay, and next up we have the Eagles Flight Delta Flyer, opened in 1976, closed in 1984. And that was a sky ride that took riders from the county fair to Orleans Place. It's like you're on a ski lift. I never rode it, but it sounds like fun. And they removed that, and they converted that, and no, never mind. So some of the cars are in Fright Fest. You will find them. They had the Ferris wheel there. Excuse me. That opened in 1980 to 1984, and they removed that. You know, every amusement park should have a Ferris wheel. Riverview had one. Adventureland. Any park, the one at Navy Pier, you know, they got rid of it. Then also, like, for example, they had the Great American Raceway that was there from the beginning of 1976, and they removed it in 2010. That was located in the county fair. Also, And it was originally named Barney Oldfield Speedway. You know, I've seen, and so they removed it to make way for the X Flight of the SEAL roller coaster, which is still there. Okay, and then we got the Hay Baler, and that's opened in 1977 to 2000. I remember seeing that, so it was just a, you know, it was a Matterhorn roller coaster. And they removed it to make room for the Deja Vu one. Okay. There was also the Hilltopper from 1977 to 1984 that was located at the County Fair. It was like a Himalaya ride. And they removed it. And some of the, and is where the spot is now is the graveyard for Fright Fest. So that's right there. Also, we have the Southern Cross that was located in Orleans Place, and it was a sky ride. And it took riders from Orleans Place to what is now Southwest Territory. And one car does exist as a Fright Fest prop. You know, like the Fright Fest, I think it's the graveyard of all the rides. Like that. Also, we have the Spinnaker. Now, this one lasted just a year. You know, and they removed that, and you know, the Spinnaker is like round and round, you stand up like that. There was a similar ride like that at Riverview. I forgot the name of it, can't think of it. And it was removed when they built the Tidal Wave. Okay, then we have Splashwater Falls. This reminds me of the Chutes in Riverview, like Shoot the Chutes, yeah, Shoot the Chutes like that. It was located at County Fair. It was removed because it was old, wasn't popular, and it was replaced by X Flight. And now there's one boat that's at Fright Fest, so you can visit there. Next up, we have Sky Trail that opened in 2010, closed in 2014. Wasn't there very long. It was located at the County Fair section. It was located by the Demon, near the Demon roller coaster. I will talk about the Demon in a moment. And it wasn't popular. They just got rid of it. Also, we have the Yukon Yahoo. It was opened in 1976, closed in 1990. And it was moved to the Delta Flyers' former location. They moved that, so and then it was gone. Okay. Next up, we got Trailblazers. Trailblazer, excuse me. It opened in 1996 to 2006. And it was like a similar to the Scooby-Doo Mystery Machine, except it was like a Western wagon. And they got rid of it. So it's in Fright Fest, if you could find that, you know. Also, they had the Hometown Orleans Straight Railway trolley cars. They had that. I remember those. And I don't know. They just... they don't use them anymore. They were fun. And you just got rid of them. And let's see. We have Traffic Jam. Traffic with Q-U-E. That was located in Orleans Place. It was there from 1976 to 1984. And they removed it to make for the... And Roaring Rapids replaced it. And now... what's a shame, because a lot of people remember that. Okay, so right now I will continue, but I'm going to take a little break in about a moment, so stay with me. I'll be right back. Thank you, everyone. Okay, everyone, I am back. I'm sorry for that brief stop. You know, I had to get something, and I will continue with the rest of the rides. Okay, we left off as the traffic jam. Now we'll talk about the Orbit that opened in 1976 and it closed in 2016. I remember this. I remember saying that looked like fun. I didn't ride it. And let's see. It was removed in 2016 for the East River Crawler. Now the Lobster. I don't know if it's still there. Probably. And then the Lobster, which is also called the East River Crawler, which I called to make room for the Joker. And then they got rid of it. It was gone. you know, the lobster, that is. But their Orbit was one of the first rides, and that looked like a lot of fun. You know, and that's a shame. Okay, next up we have the Jester's Wild Ride that opened in 2004 to 2016. And they made room for a Joker, and it's put in storage. And they used the sign during Fright Fest, you know, so you can find it. Also, we have the King Chaos from 2004 to 2017. It's like a spin like that. And they replaced it for the Larson Superloop named the Mardi Gras Hangover. Okay. So that a lot of people remember that one. They really did. It was located in the Mardi Gras section. I hope, I'm sure I mentioned it. Maybe I didn't. Sorry. And then let's see. Ah, we have the Edge. Ah, and here's another one. The Edge opened in 1983 till 1985 at the Orleans Place. And what this ride was, passengers rode in a four-seat car that was raised on a lift shaft that was similar to an elevator. And then it paused at the top for a short time, and then it was dropped. And near the end, the track curved downwards, and the riders were placed on their backs. Oh boy! and then the riders were transferred to a separate track, and then turned upwards again. Oh my God, that was fun! That sounded like fun. I never rode this, but this was heavily promoted. On the radio, television, I think when B96 still on the air, but they used to promote this ride all the time, you know, probably other radio stations as well. Excuse me. Then it lost popularity, and there was an accident that happened in 1984, and then they closed it in 1985. But this is one of the most well-known ride. In Marriott / Six Flags Great America history, they did that. Okay, I got a couple more. There was also the Bedrock Boulder Roller that opened in 1998 to 2017. That was a Ferris wheel, and it was a theme to the Flintstones. They just got rid of it. It was gone. And then we have the Rocky Road Rescue Service. It was a carousel. Same thing from the Flintstones, removed about 2 years ago. And so that's all the Fright Fest, you know, that's gone like that. So that's strange. Now, I will talk about the demon in a moment. Excuse me. You know, I talk so much, I cough like that. Excuse me, get some water. Ah, that's better. Okay, you know, and we'll talk about the demon as well. And it has a very, and it's still there. It is still there to this day. And let's see, I'll get in a moment. Ah, here we go. Okay. Originally the demon was called the Turn of the Century. And it opened in 1976 when the park opened, and then in 1980 it turned into the demon. And it was also at the Great America in Santa Clara. And this ride is like you go upside down twice, and it's like a corkscrew, and it's wonderful. Now I rode this ride in 1980, and it was the demon then. And let's see. There's a funny story about that. I went with kids from high school. There were two chaperones, and we were waiting in line. There was a man. I noticed a man in line, and he had a weird hairpiece. He had like a rug, like a toupee. And I didn't give it a second thought. I just saw him like that. And he was waiting in line with his children. So we got on the ride and we rode it and we went up and down. It was first time. That was my first roller coaster ride. I loved it. Yeah, I was a little scared. And then When I was writing, before I got on board, I gave my pair of glasses to someone to hold on. I gave it to one of the parents, thank God, because I was afraid they would fly off my head, and I won't see anything. I don't see very well without them. So I did that, and then once we're writing, all of a sudden, something fell on my mouth. Something hairy, something, ugh. Maybe it was an animal or something. Ugh, it was, you know, and it didn't spit. It just hit me like that, and I tasted it. It's like, ugh, like that. So once the ride was over, and we got off, and then we got together, and I noticed the man that I saw in line earlier, his hairpiece was missing. So that's probably what his toupee fell out of his head and then landed on my mouth. And now it was who knows where it went. And I found out that one of the kids pointed out, you know, he says, "Daddy, your hair is gone." And he was upset. You know, but he said, because it was expensive. I guess he didn't hook it on tightly like that. And well, that's funny. It really was. So, you know, that's my first roller coaster ride, but I wanted it to be memorable, but I just only remembered part of it. I remembered that his rug fell in my mouth. That's bad. You know, and I wrote The Demon in 1998. I worked at my company, American Express Travel. We had an outing, and I went there, and I wrote it. I took my glasses off again, but this time everything went fine. Everything was okay, you know, and I gave my glasses to a coworker, which I trusted, and I rode the ride with my coworker, and it was fun. And that was my last roller coaster. That was it. I don't know if I'll ever ride again. We'll see. I don't know, because I haven't been to Great America ever since, you know, because I'm far away. And so that was my experience with my roller coasters and The Demon, which was before called The Turn of the Century. Isn't that something? You know? So Great America is still there. Six Flags, not Marriott. So you can ride the latest rides. They have a new one called the DC, probably the Villains or something, you know. And I'm very knowledgeable of that because I'm a DC Comics fan, and I know the superheroes, the villains, where they first appeared in the comics, they're like, what's their modus operandi and all that, and which villain belongs to each supervillain. You know, Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, Flash, etc. So I'm very knowledgeable of that. Okay. So that was fun. Whew, and exhausting. So this is the longest podcast episode I ever done for Fan Chicagoland stories. So I'm glad. So if I forget, like I said before, if I forget anything, if I forget a ride or I said something incorrectly, please comment, you know, and I'll correct it on the next episode. Okay, so that'll be all for today. This is episode 144 of Vanishing Chicagoland Stories. I'm your host, Pete Castanis. I hope you enjoyed this wonderful episode. I talked about the Colony Theater. I'm going to talk about a little bit, but I talked more about the defunct rides from Marriott Six Flags Great America. You know, it's still a fun place. It's like the Riverview Park. In the old days, I never went there because I was too young, but it's still memorable to everyone who lived in the Chicagoland area or still do. And I hope everyone enjoyed this show, particularly someone I know who goes there all the time. I hope he's listening. I hope so. You know, and so I had fun. I really did. Be sure to tune in my other podcast, TV Oblivion. That'll be ready tomorrow. That will be episode 8. It should be a lot of fun. My next podcast episode for Vanishing Chicagoland Stories will probably be next week sometime. We'll see. I'll think of something to talk about. Give me time over the weekend. So everyone have a good day. Have a wonderful 4th of July weekend. I will too. Hope it's quiet. I doubt it. And I hope to hear from you soon. And please listen to this podcast, where podcasts are available, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. You can listen to my YouTube channel. Vanishing Chicagoland Stories. Also, I will post this on my social media accounts, Facebook and Twitter. You see that? Okay. Any questions, please comment. I will be happy to help you. So that's it for today. Bye-bye, everyone. Have a wonderful weekend. And here's Ray Rayner saying bye-bye for now with a little traveling music. So take it away, Ray. So long, everybody. Take care.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.